Chapter 15. Address Deeper Wounds. Ava sat on her bedroom floor, her back pressed against the door, tears silently streaming down her cheeks. Her three-year-old had just thrown his third tantrum of the day, this time because his banana had broken in half. She had tried to stay calm, using every gentle parenting tool she could remember. But when he screamed, "I hate you," something inside her shattered. It wasn't just the tantrum. It was the rush of shame that followed, cold grip of fear and failure that made her believe she was a terrible mom. She had felt this way before, long before she had children. Back then, it was her own mother's voice she heard, critical, cold, impossible to please. That evening, after the house finally quieted, Ava curled up on the couch and whispered to her husband,
"I think something deeper is going on. It's not just about the tantrums. It's me. Something's breaking open inside, and I don't know how to hold it." She didn't know it yet, but that moment, raw and vulnerable, marked the beginning of her healing. When stability makes space for healing, sometime, just when life seems to be settling into a more manageable rhythm, something unexpected happens. Old memories, buried emotions, and painful beliefs start to resurface. You might find yourself overwhelmed by guilt for setting a boundary with your child, or a simple comment from your child might trigger anxiety, sadness, or even anger, reactions that feel disproportionate to the moment. You might wonder, "Why now? What's wrong with me?" The truth is, nothing is wrong. In fact, this is a sign of progress. When you begin creating safety and calm in your outer life, your inner world often responds saying, "Now that we're safe, can we talk about what's still hurting?" This is not a step back. It's an invitation. You've built the strength and stability to begin healing the wounds that were too painful to face before. How therapy can help. Exploring deeper wounds can be daunting, but you don't have to do it alone. Trauma-informed therapies offer tools, guidance, and a safe space to unpack the experiences that have shaped you. Here are three powerful therapeutic approaches aligned with DBT that can support deeper healing. EMDR, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. What it is? It's a structured psychotherapy that assists the brain in reprocessing distressing memories through guided eye movements, tapping, or other forms of bilateral stimulation. How it helps? Imagine feeling anxious whenever your child cries. Through eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, EMDR, you revisit the memory of being told, "Stop crying or I'll give you something to cry about." As this memory is processed, its emotional intensity diminishes, allowing you to respond to your child's emotions with calm presence instead of anxiety. IFS, internal family systems. What it is? Internal family systems, IFS, therapy assists you in identifying and engaging with various sub-personalities, such as the inner child, inner critic, or protector parts within your mental system. How it helps? Imagine experiencing panic whenever your child cries. Through internal family systems, IFS therapy, you connect with the part of yourself that, growing up, learned to seek approval through relentless effort. By understanding and compassionately engaging with this part, you help it feel secure without allowing it to dominate your responses. TFCBT, Trauma-Focused Cognitive Behavioral Therapy. What it is? Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT, is a therapeutic approach that examines how past traumas influence thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, assisting individuals in reframing limiting beliefs and establishing healthier behavioral patterns. How it helps? Imagine feeling a sense of failure whenever your child is upset. Trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy, TFCBT, can help trace this belief to instances where your own emotions were invalidated during childhood. By recognizing and understanding this pattern, you can reframe limiting beliefs and approach your child and yourself with greater compassion. Finding the right support. Embarking on this journey begins with finding a therapist who feels like the right fit, someone with whom you feel emotionally safe and who truly listens. It might take a few attempts, and that's perfectly acceptable. Consider the following questions. Do I feel comfortable opening up to this person? Do they validate my experiences and provide a non-judgmental space? Do I feel supported even during challenging times? Healing deep-seated wounds isn't about revisiting the past. It's about reclaiming your present and crafting a new legacy for your future. Healing is layered, not linear. Healing is akin to peeling back the layers of an onion. At times, you progress smoothly, only to unexpectedly encounter a sensitive layer. This doesn't signify failure. Rather, it's an indication of forward movement. Imagine entering a dusty, overwhelming attic filled with old boxes. As you begin sorting through them, you unearth forgotten treasures, your strength, your voice, your capacity for deep connection. It's challenging work, yet profoundly sacred. With each layer you uncover, you create more space for peace, joy, and presence. 6 months after that pivotal night, Ava commenced eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, EMDR therapy. She confronted difficult memories and embraced the parts of herself that had long been neglected. Now, when her son cried, she no longer froze or panicked. One morning, as he sobbed over spilled cereal, Ava sat beside him, placed a hand on his back, and gently remarked, "That was quite a spill, wasn't it? I'm here. We'll clean it up together." Miraculously, he calmed down quickly and completely. Later, as Ava stood at the kitchen sink, watching sunlight pour through the window, she realized that she wasn't merely managing life. She was truly living it. For the first time in a long while, she felt a profound sense of pride.